Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Foundations. It is everything that helps you have a successful business. Without the foundations, it's really just a lot of luck, and you're really just hoping that things work out for you. It's probably one of the biggest lessons I've learned over 9 years of businesses, running 7 businesses, selling 6 of them, that the quicker you have your foundation set, the quicker you can systemize things, the quicker that you can turn things just into a process, having a plan to follow, the faster you're going to speed up your results. Quite often, for most business owners, they don't have foundations laid. They don't have systems and processes in place. And therefore, they end up creating more work and doing things over and over and over again. And it takes them an awful lot longer. So I want to dive deep into what foundations do you have at the moment in your business and what foundations are you missing? What do you need to change? Now, there are so many aspects of business that you need to have right. From how are you accepting money? How are you invoicing people? How are you onboarding people? How are you talking to your team? How are you building your team? How are you marketing your business? How are you creating sales in your business? So there are so many aspects that all need to be systemized. But if we just focus right now on this one little part, filling your leads bucket. Because filling your leads bucket doesn't have to be hard, especially if you have foundation set. For most people, they're out there chasing. And because they're chasing, they tend to get the wrong sort of person. So they're not actually getting people who are saying, I'm looking for this sort of solution that you're offering. They're just getting anybody. One big mistake I see all the time is people who will run a competition or they will give away a prize. And it's got nothing to do with their business. So therefore, what do they get? A whole bunch of wrong people who just want to win the thing. So it would be like for me going, I'm going to run a competition and I'm going to give away a trip to Fiji. Well, everyone wants that trip to Fiji. That doesn't mean that I'm going to get my coaches, my consultants, my professional service businesses who want to generate more referrals. So you need to make sure that the first foundation you have is that you are attracting and that you are attracting people who you want to work with and need the solutions that you offer. And if you're not attracting those sorts of people, that's the first foundation that we need to get right. So what we do is we talk to our guys about making sure that they've got their tool in place, their lead magnet, making sure that they're being able to collect data from qualified people who are looking for the solution they offer. So if we don't have that in place, if we don't have a CRM in place, if we don't have social platforms set up, then it makes filling your leads bucket an awful lot harder. So what I want you to quickly do and quickly take stock is go, what foundations do I have in place? Do I have a way to get exposure? Do I have a way to collect data? Do I have a way to be able to get myself seen in front of the right audience and in front of people who are looking for the solutions that I offer? Is it consistent? And then, can it happen without me? Because you don't ever want to be a slave to your business. So if you ask yourself those questions, that's going to start helping in, do you have the right sort of foundations? What do you need to work on? So the start of every month, we do our 30-day planning. And we want to sit there and we want to look at the system we're building, the million-dollar referral system, and we want to color code it, traffic light it. Red, not working, don't have it. Yellow, sort of working but not very good. Green, working great. And when you can turn everything to green, brilliant. You now have foundations and a system in place. So at the start of every month, we look at that and we color code. And we make sure that now we are clear on what are the next three projects that we should be working on. Business is not just a matter of being able to click your fingers and everything happens. It would be great, but it's not how it works. But at the same time, if you don't know what you need to be working on month in, month out, what projects you need to tick off that's going to make your business better, then you're throwing mud at the wall, hoping that it sticks. And we know that that doesn't work really well. So what foundations do you need to continue building right now? What are the projects that you should be working on? Because in the next 30 days, you can get an awful lot achieved going from red to yellow, yellow to green, and start building foundations that allow your business to be more successful. And this simple approach, you can do exactly the same thing across all aspects of your business, not just around filling your leads bucket. So take stock. Where are you at? What foundations do you have? What do you need to do next? Hopefully it's been helpful. If it's the first time you've been listening to us, welcome. You can always get some great resources over at referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. And I look forward to catching up with you next week.